You wrote that last week?
She heard about the event, and so she says, I want to write something for this. And that's one of the most difficult things to do, is to write for an occasion and have it be that beautiful. Thank you, Hadia. All right, one of our first features up now. This is a woman who I put out the notice for Poems for Peace, and she said, I want to read there. And I said, yes. And originally, she's from Jordan. She's lived in the Seattle area for now 6 years, lives in Everett. Please, a warm, sobered welcome for Ibtihal Mahmoud.
Thank you, Paul. First of all, I feel very honored to be among you tonight. I have written two pieces for this event. The first one is going to be about the undergrown child who was born millenniums ago but was never nurtured. The undergrown beast. Peace is a child in the custody of master euphemizers. They surround him by sectarian wars to keep him comfortable. Black honey at dawn, the child sips it illiberally and then falls asleep, muttering, collateral damage, air campaigns, humanitarian peace efforts. And the guardians dispatch the hornets at night to reap the souls of brothers and sisters quietly, peacefully, painlessly, save the inaugural buzz. And the child has grown into a crippled, stuttering rifle left abandoned on the brinks of broken dreams. Even the divine mother of justice refused to cosset her ill infant. My second piece is dedicated to every mother who lost a child to political conflict. Once we become parents, our lives change forever, and one of the things that change in our lives is our nightmares. This is a mother's nightmare. How hard it is trying to soak in the kind rays of sunset, standing on the sand soaked with pungent, decayed humanity and tainted patriotism crushed underneath the continuous tracks of tanks. But the smell of my child's hair still lingers on his pillow, on his empty bed. I come home to it every night to bury my face in it, breathe in a hint of peace and memories of a lost motherhood. Just follow the tanks, I was told. And I've been walking for 10,000 years. Thank you.